We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, if you were just tuning in, we have been talking about the fights in high schools, and I remember fights when I was at East Jefferson, but it seems like they're more prevalent today. And it seems like the violence in society is just migrating into the schools. And recent fights at John Aird High School and East St. John High School have been all over the news. And it's really sad. And it's obvious that these young people are going to school with very little respect for authority and very little respect for the idea that there's a consequence for negative behavior. And that really can be traced back to parents. Now, there are going to be a few exceptions, but really that is the fault of the parents. We also talked about the new poll that shows Biden is in the lead, but Elizabeth Warren has taken a very strong second place position. Biden's at 31%. Elizabeth Warren is at 26%. And Bernie Sanders is at third place. And Kamala Harris has gone from, I think it was 13% in July to 5% in the latest poll. So big changes there. Way too far. A way to make any kind of predictions about what's going to happen. But it's just interesting to watch all of that happen. So we're going to talk about some of the new words that have been added to the dictionary. And some of the words and phrases that we're just tired of hearing people use. Now, a new term that has been added to the dictionary is La La Land. Now, that means Los Angeles, La La Land. And if you've been there, you know why they call it La La Land. But La La Land is also defined as a fanciful state or dream world. And Drew Brees had surgery earlier today. He could be in recovery returning from La La Land right now. And hopefully everything went well. And the Saints have not announced, Sean Payton has not announced who's going to start at quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill. Now, if you go by public opinion, it looks like it would be Taysom Hill. But, of course, Sean Payton's not going to go by public opinion. I don't know how interesting it is that he hasn't named a starter at this point. I'm sure he knows. You know, Sean Payton loves to play games with the media. And I'm sure he's made up his mind, but just hasn't announced it yet. Because I'm sure the team is working right now, starting today. Well, yesterday. No, yeah, yesterday was the day off. Starting today, preparing for the Seahawks, they're already working on a game plan for who the starting quarterback is going to be. Now, I mean, I guess there's a possibility he doesn't know, but I would think that he knows. And, you know, this is kind of sad news, but, I mean, it's kind of just reality. The New York Giants have named rookie Daniel Jones as the starter for Sunday's game, benching Eli Manning. And that's got to be hard for him. Those are tough moments when something like that happens in your life. But in some ways, it's just part of life. Also, we were talking earlier about former President Jimmy Carter saying that there should be a maximum age on being president of the United States. And I totally disagree with that. Here is a text that says high school in St. Charles Parish, they do make a parent liable for their kids fighting. They get a fine. So why not? I mean, seriously, why not? You know, because it's real simple. If you're a parent, it's your job to prepare your kids to be part of society. And part of that is preparing them to go to school. And part of that is preparing them to have a good attitude and respect for authority. Part of your job as a parent is also to explain to your kids that there are consequences for negative behavior. Too often that does not seem to be happening. So I thought we'd have a little fun in this last hour. Let's talk about some of the new words that have been added to the dictionary. This happens every year. A new word that has been added to the dictionary is chillax, which is like chill out and relax. Chillax. Now, I mean, that's kind of appropriate. Crunk has been added to the dictionary, described as or defined as a very excited or full of energy. Drool worthy extremely attractive, or desirable. Fatberg. Fatberg is a large mass of solid waste in a sewage system consisting especially of fat and personal hygiene products that have been flushed down toilets. I'm sure we've got some Fatbergs floating around in the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board system. Love this. Now, of course, this is going to be obvious. Now, I've used this term before, but it's in the dictionary. Guyliner, which is eyeliner worn by men. And there were a lot of rock stars in the 60s and 70s, and a lot of rock stars in the 80s that wore guyliner. And I think another good word would be mascara, which is like a guy wearing, you know, mascara. Another word added to the dictionary is screenager, which is a person in their teens or 20s who has an aptitude for computers and the internet. Is there any word that you think should be added to the dictionary? I've got a text here that says textitude should be added to the dictionary to describe the attitude you assume and inflict when you read the text you receive. Textitude. And maybe, you know, some people have a real textitude when it comes to sending the text in the first place. And is there a word or phrase that you are really tired of hearing constantly in the media or just in everyday conversation? What word or phrase are you just so tired of hearing? Here's a text that says, I've had quite enough of gone viral. But, you know, it really does describe what happens. I mean, something goes viral, goes viral. I mean, that kind of describes really what it is. Another text says here, dichotomy, paradigm, thinking outside the box. Yeah, the thinking outside the box is like way old. I mean, when it was first used, kind of cool. But man, that was 20 years ago? I mean, you know, 20 years ago was kind of cool to say that. But now, you know, I'm done with that too. Now, I have to admit that sometimes I think I overuse the word manifestation. I think I do. But it, you know, it's just so accurately describes something like the lack of accountability in our society. Violence in schools is a manifestation of the lack of accountability in our society. So, I mean, I love the word manifestation, but I think I might use that too much. Also, sometimes I think I overuse the word microcosm, which is it's a small aspect of something that represents the whole thing. From Metairie, Pierre, you're on WWL.
I need about 2 hours, okay?
For what? Words that you're tired of hearing?
All of the words and phrases that have to be killed off. Let me start with amazing, the word amazing. And the word itself, yes, it is descriptive. The problem with that word, like so many others, is that there is a hyperinflation in the use of it over and over and over again, to the point at which everything is amazing.
I'm guilty of overusing amazing.
There's another one. Have you noticed, and this is really with the younger folks, the millennials, everything begins with the word so.
So.
So I, yeah.
I'll tell you something else. And I saw this.
An answer to a question. So.
I saw this on CNN. And sometimes people ask questions. And some people, when you ask a question, for example, ask me a question and I'm gonna say a word. And I don't understand why people say this word before they answer the question. Just ask me any question.
When are you going to the party tonight?
Sure. I'll be going there about 8 o'clock. Why do you start answering a question with sure? Somebody asks you a question.
Personally,
and somebody's like, sure.
I think it's because just like with so, just like some of these other phrases, it is a space filler.
Yeah.
You're not going to say, you're going to put in a word. So that sounds better than
Yeah, and I'll tell you another term that I don't use, but this is a phrase that is overused in radio, relative to. I mean, it's like if you're talking about something, we know it's relative to whatever you're talking about, but it is kind of a space killer.
you know, we could do this and trump each other's phrases over and over because there's so many of them.
That's right.
One thing that I hate to hear at the end of the day.
Yes.
That is a big sound. It's someone who doesn't know how to really begin that sentence. So they say, well, at the end of the day, well, isn't that true about everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reaching out to
is another one.
Reaching out to?
Come on. Just say contact. I called him. I wrote to him. I contacted him. I reached out to him. This is some psychobabble that we've latched onto, and all of us do it.
Psychobabble. I love that because a lot of this is psychobabble. What do you think the word badassery means? Because it's a new word in the dictionary. It's been added. Badassery.
Badassery. Well, I would have to say it is a noun.
Yes, it is.
It simply describes someone who's a badass, someone who might be a rogue.
It's defined a noun, defined as behavior, characteristics, and actions regarded as formidably impressive. So Drew Brees, you could use the word badassery to describe Drew Brees behind center. That's badassery at work.
He's a nice guy who's effective. Whether he is a badass is debatable. Everyone likes him, even when he beats them.
I'm looking at the definition of badassery and actions regarded as formidably impressive. That would be Drew Brees. Hey, Pierre, I enjoyed our conversation, man. Thanks for calling the show. It was really amazing. Oh no, wait a minute. I shouldn't have said that. Look, I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to all say things that we really don't want to say. What phrase or word are you just tired of hearing? And most of it is probably in the media. And I know I'm guilty of overusing a few words, which I'm even admitting to this afternoon. And we'll also continue to give you some of the new words that have been added to the dictionary. Binge watch has been added to the dictionary. And of course, that's obvious. Watch multiple episodes of a television program in rapid succession. Frankenfood. Frankenfood is genetically modified food. That is now in the dictionary. Hater is now in the dictionary. And, you know, we talk about haters on this show a lot. Hater is a person who greatly dislikes a specified person or thing. A lot of haters. I mean, it's appropriate that that's in the dictionary. Not that everybody didn't know what it meant anyway. All right, if you want to join us with your words, phrases, and comments, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I mean, I want to reach out to you, and I mean, you can reach out to me and call the show. I'm Scoot. Hang on. Sure. So we'll be right back. We're talking about new words that have been officially added to the dictionary. You know, sometimes the words become part of our lexicon, part of our conversations. And at some point, if they become so widely used, they become words in the dictionary. Here's a word that is new in the dictionary, and I really don't think there should be a word for this, because I don't think this thing should exist. A mankini. It's a brief one piece for a man. No! The word shouldn't exist because the thing shouldn't exist. Manspeak. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mansplain. Mansplain is a verb explaining something to someone, typically a woman, in a manner regarded as condescending or patronizing. Mansplain. Here are another word. Bling. Expensive. Ostentatious clothing or jewelry. You know, bling's been around for a long time. Here's a really good one that's been added to the dictionary. Dad joke. Do you know what a dad joke is? A dad joke is, it's a typical joke usually told by a father, and the punchline is so obvious or predictable, it's a pun or a play on words, that it's really not even funny. Oh man, that's a dad joke. And I get that. My dad told some of those. Chillax, crunk, drool-worthy, Frankenfood. Geek Fest has been added to the dictionary. It's a gathering of geeks, especially one devoted to technical discussions, a single ongoing activity that is particularly appealing to geeks. Bromance. You know, we hear the word bromance used a lot. It's in the dictionary now, defined as a close but non-sexual relationship between two men. So let's think about some bromances. Trump and Putin, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. I mean, come on, who else has a bromance? Obama-Biden. That is a bromance. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, we're also talking about the words and phrases that you are just sick and tired of hearing. I'm getting a lot of text on this, too. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I've gotten a number of texts that say they're sick and tired of hearing hunker down, and I agree. Oh, my God. I guess I've slipped and used that, but that is a phrase that I never use, hunker down. I mean, it sounds so good and dramatic. The storm is coming. It's time to hunker down. No, man, it's time to just, you know, be in a safe place. I agree with that. I'm done with hunker down. I've gotten a couple of texts that say they're sick and tired of hearing fake news. The reason I'm tired of hearing fake news is because people who use the term fake news, they really don't understand the definition of fake news. And so that's kind of bothersome. From Metairie, Amy, welcome to our show.
Yes. Hi, Scoot.
Hi.
I'm calling to give you some three new words that might be added soon if they're not already there.
Okay.
And I did not come up with these. These are from my 19-year-old daughter after having spent a whole year away at college in a dorm building filled with like 600 other kids her age, young adults. Okay. One is the move. The second one is pregame. And the third one is wine drunk. Okay, the move is like, that's the plan. Like, my friends are coming over to watch Black Mirror, and Stephanie's going to stop and get donuts. That's the move.
That's the move. So, like Thursday night, if I say I'm going to go to 80s night, that's the move.
That's the move.
All right, okay, I got that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay, yeah. And I'm like, that's the what? That's the move, Mom. I'm like, oh, okay, got it. The move. And then pregame, I don't know, I had never heard it, but, I mean, it's where the young people or any people drink before they go to an event that has alcohol.
Oh, I see.
Or they drink before they go to an event that doesn't have alcohol. They pregame, like, at the dorm.
But it's not necessarily before a sporting event. Pregame is like, you know, we're going to come over for the pregame, which means you're going to drink before you drink, right?
Okay, it's got nothing to do with game. Oh, see, that was new. I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm saying that if they're using it in that way.
That's the way she uses it. Okay, and then, of course, a lot of this does have to do with alcohol because that's how college freshmen are. You know how it is.
Yes, I do.
And then another one is wine drunk. Like, oh, I was crossing the building in the foyer of my dorm building, and I saw my friend Henry. He was wine drunk.
Well, it sounds like you're drunk on wine.
He's like, Mom, and she's telling Mom, it's different than regular drunk, Mom. He was wine drunk. And I'm like, I've never even heard of these things.
Now, I know that certain alcohol makes you feel a certain way. And, you know, like there was a time that, you know, if I was drunk on Jägermeister, it felt different than if I was drunk on vodka. And so wine drunk is a specific kind of drug.
And apparently, maybe other people already knew this, but these are all things I learned from my teenager.
Interesting.
I just wanted to call and talk to you. Thanks. Right. I like the show today.
Amy, I appreciate the call. And from Slidell, Kevin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Kevin.
How you been?
Good.
Good to talk to you again, buddy. I had to laugh at that dad joke.
A dad joke.
You get it all the time, y'all. But they usually say, "Well, thank you, Dad. You just wasted 3 minutes of my life." One of your typical dad jokes.
You know, dads need to pick up their game when it comes to telling jokes. I mean, if you're a dad, you've got some responsibility here.
Yeah, well, what I called you about is, and it's across the board in sports announcers. Nobody has skill anymore. I guess the word increased in syllables with the salary. They have athleticism.
Athleticism. You know, I just got a text from somebody that says physicality is a word that they're tired of hearing. But athleticism, you're right. It's not skill anymore. It's
athleticism.
No,
Yeah, that's because they made so much money. You got to add syllables to their skill.
Their skill is so rewarded that it's deserving of something like athleticism or physicality.
And you'd appreciate this. And he was a friend of mine from the. He was a friend of mine. Can you, Buddy D would have had a hard time with that, huh?
Yeah, you know, Buddy D was such a character.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. He was a hell of a guy.
Buddy D would have had squirrels added to the dictionary as meaning people are really not making much sense.
Yeah. But I can see him trying to pronounce athleticism. You know?
Yeah.
He'd have just said the hell with that. I know everybody else is using, but I'm going to say the guy's got skill.
Kevin, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, she shed. Yeah, it's like a man cave, but it's a she shed. You know, it's like a shed. It's like a place where you know, it's again, it's like the equivalent of a man cave, but it's a she shed. Here's a text that says, tired of hearing thoughts and prayers after a tragedy. The thing that bothers me about thoughts and prayers is when people say that, how many people do you think really stop and say a prayer? Because just saying thoughts and prayers isn't saying a prayer. So that's what bothers me about that phrase. I'm still getting texts about this one. This was mentioned a few minutes ago as well. And that is, at the end of the day, people are tired of the phrase, at the end of the day. If you want to join us, 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. We're talking about words. Some words and phrases just need to be retired. But people overuse them. All right, can you think of one? And can you think of a word that may be a phrase that should be added to the dictionary? I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back on WWL. It was on this day, September the 18th, 1970, Jimi Hendrix was found dead in his apartment in London, apparently an overdose from sleeping pills. And I got to tell you, you know, when I hear this song, I think about Wayne's World, Garth, and his little gestures. Yeah. All right, we're talking about some of the new words that are now officially in the dictionary, words that we've used that have been so widely used that they've now become official words in the dictionary with definitions. Purple state is now in the dictionary. It's defined as a U.S. state where the Democrats and the Republican parties have similar levels of support from voters. And that's kind of the color you get when you combine red and blue. It's kind of a purplish color. Twerk is now in the dictionary, defined as a dance to popular music in a sexually provocative manner involving thrusting of hip movements and a low squatting stance. It's kind of a definition of the bump, too. Remember, if you're a baby boomer, you remember the dance, the bump. Yeah, that was a very sexually provocative dance. Vlog is now in the dictionary. It's a personal website or social media account where a person regularly posts short videos. Very understandable. Popo is now in the dictionary, meaning the police. From Chalmette, Paula, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
I have so many, but the main objectionable words that come to mind are based off of, when it's supposed to be based on.
Based off of, okay.
Over top instead of over and atop. Epic and awesome. Epic and awesome has basically kind of lost their meaning for the uses that they use now. But if I hear another person say based off. Oh, and
yeah.
One other thing.
Yeah.
It's ambient temperature, not feels like temperature. That is so grammatically incorrect, I don't even know where to start.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's a few. I should have been an English teacher.
We have some very intelligent people listening to the show, and I'm always encouraged by that, Paul. I appreciate the call. I'm getting some text, tired of breaking news. Well, because everything is breaking news. And it's a shame because you can't have breaking news all day long, and CNN has a tendency to put up breaking news for a story that really broke at 10 o'clock this morning. But you turn on television, like, breaking news, and it's like, that has ruined it. It has destroyed the urgency of breaking news. Here is a text that says, mattressable. This text says, mattressable. I coined this more than 20 years ago It means someone I would like to sleep with. That person is mattressable. Here's a comment from attorney Greg DeLeo. How about Blinkeramus, a driver who is unaware that his or her turn signal is on? There are a bunch of Blinkeramuses out there. Allison, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing? Well, mine's not that intelligent, but it seems like no matter what I say to people these days, young and old, I know, right?
I see, hear the same thing, right?
It might be offensive if it was just occasional, but it's all day long.
No, it's true. It's like, well, man, the Saints did good, right? I mean, that movie was really good, right? Right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right on, man. All right.
All right. Allison, glad you contributed that. Let's go to Gulfport. And Barry, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, I'm not one of your intelligent ones, but a quick question.
Yeah.
Something my daughters say to me all the time, Daddy, scooch up. Is
scooch
a
up.
Word?
I don't know. I'm going to have Ian look that up right now. We're going to look it up right now live on the air. Is scooch a word?
Have you ever heard that, scooch up?
Scooch up or scooch over? Yeah, I have heard that. It's kind of like, I mean, you kind of like scoot and crouch? Or you kind of like scooch over? Yeah, I don't know. Is scooch in the dictionary? Okay, Merriam-Webster says, definition of scooch, it's to crouch, especially in hiding. So we've determined now it is a word.
Okay. But my daughters are not using it correctly.
Okay. Well, you can correct them on that, Barry. I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Scoot. Thank
All right. Here is a text that says, shut up. Tired of hearing shut up. Another text says, awesome. Look, I admitted earlier that I think I'm guilty of overusing amazing. I'm guilty of overusing awesome. I'm guilty of overusing the word iconic when it comes to rock stars and when it comes to some things. I think I overuse the word at times I overuse the word manifestation, even though it's just such a perfect way to manifest what I'm trying to say. And sometimes maybe I overuse the word microcosm. So I'm admitting to some of the things that I think I overuse. Here is a text that says, I'm tired of hearing witch hunt, LOL. Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess there are other ways to say witch hunt, but that has become very popular. And some of these words become popular in the media, and that's when we hear them so often we get sick and tired of hearing them. From Mississippi, Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scoot. How are you this afternoon?
Good.
Good. I'd say this is not a new word by any means, but it seems to have entered into some of the younger people's lexicon or the vernacular, the word literally, using the word literally in almost literally every sentence. So for instance, if someone says, it was so hot today, I was literally burning up. I mean, child, were you seriously on fire?
Well, that would be, that would be a misuse of the word literally. You're right.
Absolutely. And then another one that it makes me laugh, but it's really not a great use of the phrase is low key. So, for instance, if someone's a low-key fan of a musical artist, they sort of don't want anyone to know. It's something they sort of keep to themselves.
Wow.
And on the obverse side of the coin, you've got he was high-key something. So, oh, man, he was so high-key excited about that, you know, meaning that he just couldn't control his emotions and he was elated. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Like, there might be people listening to the show that were low-key fans of the Backstreet Boys. They just didn't want to admit it.
Right, precisely. That's a great example. They're maybe a little embarrassed. I just don't want to tell anyone.
And how many people listening would admit that they're kind of low-key fans of Barry Manilow?
Literally everyone.
Literally. Right, yeah, right.
Right. All right. Dude, thanks for it.
All right, Chuck, I appreciate the call. Let's go uptown, dude. David, you're on WWL. Hey, David.
Scoop.
Hey.
What's up, man?
The show.
Yeah, in honor of a friend of mine, Johnny B., who passed away recently, we were playing basketball one night years ago, and his shoes kept slipping, and he said he couldn't get no gription.
He couldn't get any gription.
Gription. It's a sniglet, grip and traction.
You know, but that sounds like it should be a word, gription.
Yes, sir.
All right, David, I appreciate that. You know, my son and his friends, and I don't want to say where they went to school, but at this private school, they made up a word, perpetuous. And it sounds like it really should be a word. And they were talking about, like, the headmaster at the school. Well, he was very perpetuous today, or isn't that perpetuous? I don't know. It just sounds like it means something. From Kenner, Michelle, you're on WWL.
Hi, we have a word in our family, and it's idiot.
Idiot?
It's really stupid people, idiot. And it's stupid people who are born of stupid people.
You're an idiot. Oh, like a different way of saying idiot.
Pretty much, but yeah. It's the second generation or third generation.
Yeah, I see.
It's bred.
Well,
on
yeah,
and on and on.
There,
and on.
You know, some people breed those kind of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right,
well,
Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate the call. And I think this is just a reminder that there are words out there and phrases that we are really sick and tired of hearing. We'd like them to be retired. Here's a text that says, "Truth be told." Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess I'm tired of that one as well. Another one says, "You got this? You got this?" Yeah, that can be kind of overused as well. You know, I'm going to do a video after the show, and we're going to post it on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And it's going to be about this topic. I'll mention some of the words, some of the new words in the dictionary and the definitions, but I'm going to open up the opportunity for you to join the video on our Facebook page and add the words and phrases that you are so tired of hearing, because it's kind of cathartic, and maybe I overuse that word. It's kind of cathartic to actually say the things that you're so sick and tired of hearing. Here's a text that says, "I hate when people refer to their significant other as their person. That's dumbassery." Well, and there's another good word, dumbassery. But yeah, I haven't heard that. Now, years ago, I used to hate when people would refer to their wife or their girlfriend as their old lady, or refer to the guy as, "That's my old man." I mean, God, that was just such hippie speak, wasn't it? All right, if you want to join us, 260-1870, and here is a comment that says they're tired of hearing gun violence. And I guess that's based on the idea that it's not really the gun that causes the violence. Hey, we were talking about high school earlier, and a new poll shows that 77% of parents say their best years were their high school years. And man, that was not the case for me. How about you? And I love what Lars Ulrich said of Metallica. I read an article before the show today about Metallica. And he said, they still feel like they haven't even made their best song yet. That is such a great attitude to have. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. It's so sad when we have to say goodbye in the afternoon like this, but Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby and Christian Garrick, and they'll ask you the question, is Teddy Bridgewater going to look better this week after a week of full preparation, even though the Saints have not yet announced officially who is going to be the starting quarterback? From Covington, Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Joe. I don't know what happened to Joe, but he said he doesn't like when people say, no problem, instead of you're welcome. You know, I got a problem with that, too. I mean, people say, well, no problem. Hey, listen, thank you for the, thank you for serving me. No problem. Or thank you for getting that to me. No problem. Yeah, I got a little problem with no problem. I tell you, the winner is based on our text. The winner really is today the phrase that people are really tired of. At the end of the day. Jay, I've got time for a fast comment.
Yeah. Scoot, I had a guy, he worked with me, and me and him be talking. He said, "You heard me?" He was stuck in the 90s, Scoot.
"You heard me?"
Every time he said something, he said, like, "Man, it's hot out here. You heard
me?" "You heard me?" Yeah, I mean, you're standing right there. Of course you heard him. Jay, I appreciate that. Here's a text that says, "Fluid." Tired of hearing fluid. But that really does describe many situations. Join me on Facebook. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Tom Manassas, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of our show. It has been an amazing show. At the end of the day, I love reaching out to you. We don't have to reiterate the same fake news over and over again. Truth be told, I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.